Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Hey, David.
Hi, Robin.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Sunny day. Hard to be too bad on a sunny day for me.
Yep. Here we are at the end of January already.
Yeah.
The school halls continue to bustle with activity. The school grounds. I'm doing a couple of recess duties, and that sure is fun. Oh my gosh. Mm. The sledding and the, there's a whole fort, a whole underground snow system built up, and the children were popping in and out and looked like a prairie dog town. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
By that little hill?
Yeah.
It's really sweet. Oh my.
It's really fun.
Today, the children were putting some branches out of one of the huge ones in it. I don't know exactly what it was supposed to be. It kind of looked like the coronavirus. am I just going to see this? Maybe it was. Who knows? I didn't ask.
Maybe they were smashing it in effigy.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, lots of fun. Oh, my. Hey, we have a new family to welcome.
Yes. Super fun. Exciting. Welcome, Ellerbush family.
Welcome. I have a fun fact about the Ellerbush family.
Okay.
Well, we have a few that are already available to us in the Lunchbox Express. You can see their picture. Their daughter Everly is in the kindergarten. Zoe, Everly's mom, attended Pleasant Ridge through the fifth grade.
Oh, that is a fun fact.
Yeah, you may remember her from the Grandparents' Day alumni speaker address that she gave a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And she is a teacher too, but she works for the North Crawford District. And they moved to Viroqua a couple of years ago so that they could be closer to family.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's so good to have them back. And Everly has a younger sister who hopefully will one day attend Pleasant Ridge as well.
Hmm.
I know there are a few other students to welcome. And as information comes available, we will keep you all posted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we look at the calendar?
Yes. Let's do it. All right. So upcoming events, February 1st through 12th is the re-enrollment period. We'll talk about that in more detail in a minute. February 9th, within that window of time, is the grade 4 parent meeting, 6:30 to 7:30. February 22 through 26, parent-teacher conferences and winter break. First day of that on the 22nd is the subject-teacher parent-teacher conferences. And then on March 1st, school resumes.
Okay. Did you ever end up making plans for winter break?
Yes and no. Or I should say no and yes. Here's what I mean. We do have a little trip coming up. I and four youngsters are heading up this next week to Lutzen. So I'm saying no because we're not actually on break yet. We're pulling two out of Pleasant Ridge for that trip. But it is a trip.
Nice.
Yeah. High school's on a different schedule this year. So the elder kids, Peter and Ada, are off next week.
We
decided to take that opportunity. We still haven't decided on the actual break period.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have the best time.
Oh, I think the weather forecast is perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Here's a funny little thing. I don't know. For anybody considering a trip out there, this is something I had never done before, but I'm feeling good about it. So here it is. As we tried to plan a trip, even the skiing trip, but just this week, Peter came down with some, coldy symptoms. We're like, oh, we got to get him tested. And now we got to wait for the results. And of course, they were all negative. But, the potential for that kind of disruption is always there with just the slightest bit of symptoms because of the protocols we're all following.
Yeah.
So I was like, geez, it's only a week out. And I'm still nervous about making plans for this ski trip because it's a significant commitment.
Yes.
So here's what I did. I'm probably the last person in the world to realize this. But anyway, I went and looked for trip insurance. There's a portal that has you can basically shop through a whole bunch of vendors. And for $60, we got complete cancellation coverage for this trip coming up next week, which took all that kind of stress out of it for us. So
sure.
Just a little travel tip for all you out there. If you're making plans, you're worried about getting interrupted.
Thank you.
Yikes. So anyway, enough about me. You had some good discussions, I hear, about the new school choice program since the last time.
Yes, indeed. So this week we had a informational meeting, and some of us from the school choice committee were available to answer questions. Jordan is the school choice administrator for Pleasant Ridge. She prepared a great presentation, and we had a Q&A. Okay, so Pleasant Ridge has applied to participate in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. We alluded to that in our last episode. And we do anticipate notification of acceptance by June 1st, but we are still subject to acceptance in the program. But this program is an innovative program. It helps provide access to private and independent schools to low-income families by providing qualifying families a tuition-free education via a school voucher system. Mm. This is really big news for us. The enrollment period for families to apply for the 21-22 school year is February 1st through April 15th. There are eligibility requirements. Please do take a look at those. And anyone who is eligible is encouraged to apply, of course, with the understanding that Pleasant Ridge remains subject to acceptance into that program. And we may not officially know. Hopefully we'll know before June 1st, but that is the latest that we could possibly know. And because the enrollment period for families to apply for next year is between February 1st and April 15th, folks will just have to apply with that understanding. So most current Pleasant Ridge families are not eligible to participate in the choice program unless they have a student who's in kindergarten and who will either remain in kindergarten next year and go to the first grade, or if they have a child who is not currently enrolled at Pleasant Ridge who is going to join a sibling at school.
And the kindergartner had to be 4 or older by September of this year, right?
Correct.
So if you had multiple kids in the house, one in the fifth grade and one in kindergarten, the kindergartner could well be eligible, but the fifth grader wouldn't be?
Not if they were enrolled at Pleasant Ridge this past year.
Okay.
So if, say, a student attended in second grade, withdrew, and is now in the fifth grade, they would be eligible because they were not enrolled in Pleasant Ridge this last school year, provided, of course, that they meet all of the other requirements.
Yeah.
This program really aims to increase access to educational opportunities for those for whom a private and independent education would otherwise be out of reach. And families at Pleasant Ridge are already here. They have found a way to make it work. So this is really about just increasing access. And of course, Pleasant Ridge will continue to offer a tuition adjustment process for families who do not qualify for the choice program financially or otherwise.
Yeah. And also it occurs to me that a lot of our families have friends in the area or even out of town who would be interested in coming, but you know, either they haven't made a decision yet or for some reason that even the adjusted tuition is still prohibitive. So, you know, let them know if, as of next school year, assuming everything goes, that they're accepted and we are accepted, this is a great opportunity.
Yes. Please refer to the DPI website and handout for more information. Certainly, you can also call us at the school office if you're unsure or have any additional questions regarding the program. Just note that parents of students not currently enrolled at Pleasant Ridge will also need to complete the Pleasant Ridge admissions process with, you know, school tour application and classroom visit and meeting with teachers. Please contact enrollment coordinator Jordan Brudos to arrange these next steps.
Lots of details to keep in mind, but it sure is an exciting program for the future.
It sure is. You know, we've always been really dedicated to ensuring access, and this really does make it this beautiful education accessible to all.
Yeah, it really does. It's lovely. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about re-enrollment. So it begins this coming week, February 1st. It's enrollment time. Please plan to submit both your re-enrollment application form and tuition adjustment application by Friday, February 12th. If requesting an adjustment, please include a copy of your most recent tax return and any other applicable documentation, as we're unable to process your application without this. Forms are available now on our website. There's also a link in the lunchbox or in the document holders to the right of the main entrance to the school. Please note that forms and registration fees received after February 12th will be assessed a late fee. For questions or support, please email Jen Caselius or call the school office at 637-7828, and we'll be happy to assist you with the process.
parent-teacher conferences are coming up. And also the opportunity to meet with subject teachers. This is really nice. Mm-hmm. Subject teachers welcome an opportunity for parents to meet with them as a group for parent-teacher conferences. In the interest of safety precautions and confidence in planning, February conferences will be held via Zoom. Appointments are available Monday, February 22nd, starting at 9 a.m. Please note, just as with in-person conferences, virtual conferences should be private. Conversations between teachers and parents and guardians and children should not be present. If you are interested in scheduling a time for a conference, please contact Stephanie Pedretti by Friday, February 12th.
Parent survey from the Research Institute for Waldorf Education. The Research Institute for Waldorf Education is embarking on a long-term survey project that will seek to engage your broad range perspectives on Waldorf education. Goals include hearing why you chose Waldorf education, learning how it's shaped the development of your children, documenting the impact of Waldorf education on your home life and parenting styles, collating your views on current social issues of inclusion, diversity, equity, and association, and how your school has addressed these issues, asking whether you would recommend Waldorf education to your family and friends. I know I would. Mm-hmm. Since we're still in the throes of the pandemic, we've decided to hold off until the fall of 2021 the comprehensive survey of parents we've been developing. Instead, we're asking you now to participate in a brief survey linked to your experiences of pandemic-related issues as they've affected you and your children during the past 10 months. So in the lunchbox, there's a link to the survey. There's some times there. Let's see what it says. Please complete it as soon as possible and no later than Friday, February 5th by 10 a.m. Pacific time. It takes about 15, 20 minutes of your time, and it's anonymous. Your responses will be completely confidential. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to really get a sense for how we're doing as an individual school, but also collectively as a, well, it's a worldwide movement, but I think that the Research Institute for Waldorf Education may just be specific to North America, though I'm not sure about that. I'll learn more. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Do you need a tuition statement for tax purposes? If you'd like one, please email your request to Jen Caselius at PleasantRidgeWaldorf.org.
Shall we talk about the raffle again this episode? Anything new to report?
Well, still the same fabulous prizes. Mm-hmm. We're wondering if you need help selling your tickets. It should really be a breeze because the prizes are truly amazing. You could win one of three amazing vacations. And for each prize, there is a cash alternative if you decide that rest and retreat and relaxation is not your thing in 2021. I mean, it's really for everyone, but it may not work out, especially if you, you know, are someone who lives far away and you don't plan to travel or, you know, any number of reasons. Perhaps you need a new washer and dryer, you know?
Right.
Maybe that would provide more rest and relaxation than having to schlep over to the laundromat, you know?
Our toaster's on the fritz right now.
See? Think of all the toaster you could get with $1,000.
It'd be a nice one, I bet. It would probably come with a person to handle the toasting duties for you, for a while anyway.
Not very long, but still, I mean, that could be your idea of rest.
A toasting assistant. Mm-hmm. So what sort of help is available? It says here there's some help available.
Oh, right. Yes. So there is an email template that has been drafted that is editable, that you can send to your family and friends, not on social media.
Nice.
And then there's also a Facebook event that has been created that you can link to that has information about the raffle, the prizes, what the raffle makes possible, and will help inspire some sales, I'm quite sure. One of the things that I usually do is enlist the help of my children. That's fun. And they're really hard to say no to, but they can also talk about why they love their school and they can share that with other people. But it also really gives them a sense of why we do the raffle and how that makes our school accessible. And I think that's an important conversation to have.
Yeah, it's good.
So one of the things that I have often done in years past is given personal shout outs to people on Facebook, and I'll have the girls draw a picture, you know, and take a picture with it, you know, thanking that person. And then do dedicated posts, you know, for that. And, you know, it kind of makes them famous for their generosity. And it just feels good to get a hand-drawn picture and thanks from sweet kids, right?
Lovely. So where do they go find these templates?
So you can certainly email the staff at Pleasant Ridge, the administrative staff, if you want a copy of that email. But you can also get a link to it right from the Lunchbox Express. And you can always go to the Facebook page for Pleasant Ridge and find the event information there too. Well, good heavens. I think that's it for today, David.
I think you're right.
Oh, except I know that Miss Letty is having a birthday on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Sing with me, you.
Happy birthday, dear Letty.
Happy birthday to you. Nice.
I don't think she'll ever hear this, but I do know that a number of children, I know the fifth grade and perhaps some others, made cards and were planning to give them to her today because she is going to take a day to herself on Monday.
Nice.
Yes. And so then Lucy, of course, was inspired and spent much of last evening making a card for Miss Letty, too. She is so well-loved and such a gift to our school.
Yeah. So if you see her, say happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. She'll appreciate that.
All right, then. Signing off. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, David.
See you in a couple of weeks, eh?
Sounds good.
See you then.